We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Ron, we'll get back into the Steelers. Certainly. At the top of the hour. But first, the weekly mailbag, which is doing very well, I might add, at postgazette.com. And the doozy at the beginning, pun intended, I suppose. You wrote today about which loss was worse, the Penn State or Pitt loss. I was asked by a man named Padraig Rogers if I could replace Pat Narduzzi with either Bill O'Brien or Matt Canada, who would it be? And that led into a long dissertation on whether Pat Narduzzi's days are numbered. So let me ask you, theoretically, Canada or O'Brien, who would you prefer, and do you think Narduzzi's days are numbered?
Let me answer the second part first. No, I don't think they're numbered because he has that contract extension through 2024 and Pitt wants stability. So I don't think – let me just say this. If they would lose out the rest of the way, that might change. I don't think they're going to lose out the rest of the way. They play – at Florida State, not this week, next week. They have at Georgia Tech. They got Virginia Tech at home. And then they finish up at Clemson. You know, they could conceivably win three out of those four games and end up 6-5. In his sixth year, for a lot of places, that wouldn't be good enough to keep his job. But I don't think he's going to be replaced here unless they absolutely go into the tank. I'm not so much interested in Bill O'Brien, although I thought he did a great job at Penn State under incredibly tough circumstances after all the sanctions. I would be interested a little bit in Matt Canada. I thought he had incredible success here, but, you know, I don't know. The difference between being a coordinator and a head coach can be kind of significant. So I'm not 100% sure he would be, you know, the perfect candidate. And, I mean, you'd like to think you'd be able to do some sort of national search for somebody, but I don't know how attractive that Pitt job is right now, Joe. I just don't know. I don't think it's real attractive.
The next one. You only get to see one musical group or artist perform, Ron, and then you can never see live music again. This could be anyone from all of history in their prime. Who would be your pick, and what venue would it be?
Oh, man. Where do these questions come from? First of all, I'm not a big concert guy. Never have been. I'm probably not the best one to ask about that. I probably would say Elvis if I had to say one. You know, I mean, obviously an incredible talent that he was. I would probably say Elvis, but I'm not the best person to ask that because I don't go to many concerts. Never have. I don't know. Have you? I mean, I just don't.
I've been to many. Elvis Gerback or Elvis Presley, Ron? I'm assuming Presley. Which venue?
What do you mean, which venue? Where, you mean? I mean,
yeah, where? Vegas?
I guess Syria Vegas, Mosque. Sure. I wouldn't mind going to see him in Memphis, you know, go down to Graceland maybe, see him down there. I don't know.
Well, here's some answers to that question. By the way, it was posed by our old friend Mulsey. Snuck into the mailbag, and Jerry DePaula, of all people, was one of the first respondents. A lot of people jumped on this question. Jerry said the original four seasons under a street lamp in Belleville, New Jersey. How about that, Ron? That's
that one's a little bit off the wall. That one's a little off the wall for me.
We had a lot of Springsteen answers. Someone said Springsteen at some little dive bar, Sinatra at the Sands, Chris Cornell, I don't know who that is, at Carnegie Music Hall. I said Bob Dylan around 1963 at a bar called the Bitter End in Greenwich Village, which might be the greatest bar name in history. And then, Ron, I posted a little photo into the mailbag if you go to postgazette.com. And it's 2 years ago of me standing in front of the Bitter End. It still exists right in Greenwich Village. And it looks like a place where, well, you could reach the Bitter End that very night if you went there.
Man, Joe, you have lived a life, I'll tell you. You're much more worldly than I am, you know. I've never spent any time in Greenwich Village, but now that I think about it, Sinatra would have been a great choice for me, too, because I still loved his music. I think he's probably the greatest entertainer of all time.
What character, asks Peter F., from a sports movie would make the best president, Ron?
Oh, man. All my two favorite sports movies are Hoosiers with Gene Hackman. Norman Dale could be president, I could tell you that. And Miracle with Kurt Russell as Herbie Brooks. I would support Herbie Brooks as president, too. Those would be my two choices.
Those aren't bad at all, actually. I said Buttermaker from the Bad News Bears, Walter Matthau, would be an unbelievable president. Wouldn't he, Ron? The sober version. Or maybe the drunk
version. I don't remember even watching that movie. I don't.
Oh, the first scene is him pulling up in the middle of the morning, finishing off his stuff from last night, a beer, whiskey, whatever it was. And then as the movie goes on, he sobers up at least a little bit and becomes a pretty good manager. Tremendous movie. All right, Ron. Good answers. By the way, whenever Jerry DePaula appears in anything, it automatically evokes the question, yet again, the nicest men in Pittsburgh sports history. So I also made my 3-2-1 list there, and this changes from time to time. It's
all right. I want to hear it again because I have one that I would definitely put on that list too.
3-2-1, Paul Rhodes, Marc-Andre Fleury, and Jerry DePaula. Yours?
I had him on last week in your absence. Sean Casey always is going to make my list. Always. I don't know if you had a chance to hear the interview with him. All he does is laugh. I would put him right up on the list. I have a hard time arguing against Marc-Andre, too. He certainly would be on there. But I would have to put Sean Casey number one on the all-time list.
What about Jerry? Is he anywhere near there? DePaula?
No, yeah, he's a great guy, but he doesn't make my top list.
And how about finally Benzie, the new voice of God, Benzie, from the news conference today? Did he move up a couple notches?
No.
All right, fair enough. What was I going to say now? I completely forgot. The nicest men in Pittsburgh sports history, next president. I totally forgot what I was going to say, Ron. But anyway, coming up at the top of the hour. We knew earlier this season when we had this topic, Chase Claypool, does he deserve more playing time? That was a question almost from week two. And the answer was a lot of times, maybe, but who gets less? We have a clear answer to that question now. We also have another question. Do the Ravens wish that they had drafted this guy? Let's talk about that next on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.